This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of my proudest moments as president was watching Boston respond after the marathon. And when Ortiz went out and said, probably the only time that America didn't have a problem with somebody, a person on live TV, was when he talked about Boston and how strong it was and that it was not going to be intimidated. And that is the kind of resilience and the kind of strength that we have to continually show in the face of these terrorists.
That's the president at a baseball game in Cuba reacting to what happened in Brussels. Horrific what happened in Brussels. And as we move along, we're going to talk more specifics about that. 30 people were killed and 230 and counting were injured in an attack, a horrific attack. Couple of explosions triggered. Now what about the people who are suspected of killing dozens of people? Who are they? Who's claiming responsibility? Of course, that would be ISIS. And then the conversation continues to flow with Brussels locking down the city, canceling the flights, shutting down all mass transit. You see that familiar, horrible scene of people with luggage running in the street, wiping blood from their face. That's essentially what most of us watched at some point during today. So on the Hill, they reacted with shock and sadness. Of course, what are you going to say to that? And there's frustration here, because why didn't we do more to counter ISIS when we saw what was happening with ISIS and how they were building up their recruits and their efforts to get more people to join, people from other countries, to radicalize them as well? But the focus is on Belgium and then reaction to Belgium in what's happening in the United States. So America Tonight starts in that direction. We'll talk about several other things, too, here as we motor along. I say part of the problem is not reacting swiftly enough when we knew that this was a terrorism group that had bubbled up, and having a real strategy that smashes ISIS on the head, brings a real war to them in Iraq and Syria, and just destroys the cancer that ISIS is vital. I've said that all along. We can't bury our head in the sands and lay in the weeds, because it's coming to us if we do that. We can't afford to do that. Better to be the attacker than to be attacked. 855-266-5283. We got more details coming up around the bend. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Let me see here. I got my smartphone on, but I got to make sure. Can you hear me good?
We can hear you, yes, loud and clear.
All right. Well, ISIS again. We have to understand why ISIS continues to exist. And you know what? Every time we talk about it on this show, the next week, everybody on all the big CNN, ABC, they talk about it. So we have to remind people, you know, ISIS is defending Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Dubai, Yemen, UAE. One-fourth of the oil, or one-fifth of the oil in the world, is in the Saudi Peninsula. And the only thing that's defending that from Iran is ISIS. Turkey is supporting ISIS. Saudi Arabia and all those guys, and a lot of the Arab world is supporting ISIS because they hate Iran. Because Iran, well, they're not really Arabs, they're Persians. Plus, worst of all, they're Shiite. You know, thinking of like the Sunni do. So that's why. I mean, look, Russia, you know, Russia was going to go in there and wipe out ISIS. What did they do? They're out of there. They left already.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do it. You know, you tell me that the whole world can't beat up these guys? No. But, you know, everybody's listening to your show. Tomorrow, all the blog, anybody, you know, by Wednesday, you know, Donald Trump will be talking about it. So, you know, we got to remind people that. And, you know, the politicians really don't want to deal with that headache. They don't want, because that's a big headache. You know, if you get rid of the Saudis, who's going to take their place? It's going to be the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians.
Yeah, something worse. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one thing I wanted to tell you. Now, I'm going to pretend, I want you to put a disclaimer in after I get off and say Tomas is not a terrorist, okay?
So that the FBI taping this show is aware of that. I love that. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not a terrorist, but let's say I am a terrorist in Texas, okay? And let's say I blow up, you know, some terminal and kill 30 Texans. And I got three guys that are carrying suitcases. Now, you know what? Do I care if you catch my guys? It's 3 to 30. That's
no.
A 10-to-1 ratio. I'm coming out ahead, you know? You got people up there going, you know what? Right now, the police and the FBI and the DIA and everybody is looking for fingerprints and they're doing their best impersonation of CSI and trying to find this and that and the other and make the link back to, you know, I'm going, that's great. That's even more money that I'm making the United States spend trying to catch me. You know what? I'm probably on a plane out of here. You know, I got in here over the border. You don't have my fingerprints, all right? You don't have their fingerprints either. You know, it's not gonna bother me in the least. Matter of fact, I got 72 virgins waiting for me. I don't care, you see. Now, you know what would bother me, though? If all of a sudden the governor of Texas said, we are closing every mosque in Texas until we get a hand on terrorism. Now, that would crimp my style a little bit because, you see, that's where I recruit, in
right.
the mosque.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if the governor of Texas said, and we have 10,000 Muslims that are in this state that are not citizens and they are going to be deported this week, and next month we're going to deport another 10,000 Muslims from this state. And you see, now I'm starting to breathe a little faster now. I need more oxygen because now you're taking away, you see, my recruitment. You see, you're taking away my people.
Mm-hmm.
These people, you know, when they grew up in Texas, they didn't think they were going to be Muslim terrorists. But
right.
I get in and I show them the Quran and I show them, you know, parts that say jihad and 72 virgins.
Yeah, you radicalize them. Yep.
So we cannot treat these attacks like they're criminal situations. You know, it's like Pearl Harbor. You know, you didn't see, you know, Roosevelt say, okay, well, we're going to send the FBI in and we're going to send the OSS in or whatever, and we're going to find out who these individual Japanese pilots were who dropped each bomb. We're going to find out where each bomb exploded and trace the DNA back and the fingerprints. You know, no, you go in and you level a city. You can, you know, if you want to be a nice guy, you can give them 48 hours to leave. They have a capital, these guys in ISIS, they have a capital. You know, and it's a shame. But that's why war is such a terrible thing.
Absolutely.
Innocent people die. I mean, do you think all the Japanese people that the emperor of Japan said, hey, do you guys want to have a war? Would you like to send your children to China?
Of course not. Oh, of course not. Tomas, you make some good valid points in there. Here's the part I would agree with. I would agree with the recruitment. Stay with us. More on that.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight, and everyone beyond our borders. If you go to YouTube, there's a little link to bombislam.com. Bombislam.com. If you look at that, what's there on YouTube, it's interesting. Tomas sent me a private link to it, and there's all kinds of comments about it, saying the media will never know that Trump was right, but hopefully, thanks to you, many will know. And then it goes on and talks about the terror attacks. Of course, the terror attacks were at the Brussels, Belgium airport and the metro station during rush hour, and that's what was so horrific. And so many people ultimately were injured, and then 30 were killed. It was terrible to watch the faces of those people pouring out of the subway system and coming out of the airport. And it's, you know, it's that crazy luck of the draw as to who's there and who gets hit, especially in a very, very busy time of day. So the answer is, or what is the answer? What's the correct response? And, you know, I fear the correct response was to trample this group down as fast as possible the second it reared its ugly head up. It's ridiculous to think you can ever have 100% success, because you can't, right? But how close can you get? How close can you get to that? By the way, here's the latest on the suspects. So they're hunting the Islamic State suspect after that. There were all kinds of reports almost immediately. ISIS claimed responsibility, for what that's worth. The world reacted afterwards. The police mounted an operation in the north part of the city. They turned up another bomb, an Islamic State flag, bomb-making chemicals in an apartment. They followed a tip from a taxi driver who thought he may have driven the bombers to the airport. Great. They focused on a man in a hat who was caught on TV pushing a baggage trolley at the airport with two others that they think were the bombers, and an unused explosive device was found at the airport, and a man was seen running away from the terminal after the explosions. So they believe the blast, which killed the people on the metro train running through the area that houses some pretty big institutions, were probably in preparation before Friday's arrest of a French national. His name is Salah Absalom, who prosecutors accuse of a key role in the Paris attacks. He was caught. He's been speaking to the investigators after a shootout in an apartment about a week ago. The Islamic State said in a statement that caliphate soldiers strapped with suicide vests and carrying explosive devices and machine guns were out. And then, of course, the statement, obviously, it wasn't clear what if the attackers used vests, what they did. But the trolleys, it looks like that way. The people were hit mostly in the legs, so they're thinking blasts at the floor level of the metro station. But the carnage was, I mean, just absolutely awful. It was shortly after 9 o'clock in the morning. It couldn't be a worse time, right? Because this is when people are moving. This is when people are going into the train, going into the airports, and it brings up the arguments again over the policies that they have in Belgium following the Paris attacks, where 130 people were killed. That was organized, supposedly that attack was organized from Brussels. So they're talking about that there's some naivete on the part of certain leaders in holding back from security crackdowns on Muslim communities. Because there is no doubt that this is where this is coming from. And I'm not disagreeing with that. Like Tomas says, where are the recruitments happening? Certainly here in Belgium, we know that, right? So tracking the militants in Belgium is tough. Because in Brussels, because among the country's half million Muslims, 5% of the population has been, you know, it's hampered because of the lack of resources. But I think this kind of thing could just keep escalating. And then it becomes a question of how do you extract the information before the attacks? How do you do that? And Trump said, running for president on the Republican side, that torture could be useful to extract the information. Waterboarding would be fine if we got the information that we needed. Let's go out to Grimm. Grimm, you have the floor.
I see where you were coming from right when you left Moss, and I ain't going to have enough time to talk about it.
But you get it. No, you totally get it.
No, I get where you're coming from. We need to do within what we can do legally.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the European part started when they had the Russian-Afghanistan war. I was in the army in Germany at the time, and they literally, when I left, paid them comparably about $2,000 and gave them a plane ride back to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
They called it the Dutch Street, you know, and to a certain extent, you know, I mean, because there's too many of them. But here in the States, if we're going to start legally, we can stop these sanctioned cities.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly we can stop the illegal situation.
Well, we got so many of these Samoans up there near where Patrick is, poor old Patrick, you know, 80,000 up there, and they're, and where is it in our laws that we have Sharia courts? No, we don't have that. We have state code and federal code. Mm-hmm. You don't open up your own courts. It's kind of like, I don't agree with African-American. Either you're African or you're American. You know, dual citizenship is illegal. And my family, when they came over from Germany and settled the West in the 1860s, and as Germans, my great-grandfather whipped the tar out of you if you spoke German. You're not in Germany anymore. You know, I mean, that's where you got started, the family unit.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing you're talking about. Yeah, we can get this country back, but we need to clean up our own backyard.
Yeah,
that's
we do.
Basically where I agree with Tomas. But, you know, we got to do it within legal limits.
Yes. I agree. Absolutely. Because it doesn't make any sense that we're just as bad as everyone else. We don't want to get to that level.
No, I tried. I said I'd do the and here's where, one way where we can start. And I said, let's not try and do this. But apparently our elected branch, along with a tenth mixed Democrats and Republican alike of our elected representatives, acting as once historic group known as Dons, attended to visit to Cuba. Communist, socialist Cuban president who dictated to him, them, and Americans, and I wish that those I accuse as being Dons' names, their expenditures of the trip, and their minute-by-minute actions there would or will be accounted for and made public to all Americans. And this is what scares me to death, Kate, is you want to talk about sneaking in a nuclear weapon. Cuba's easy.
Yeah, Cuba would be easy. You're right. That's frightening to think about that.
Half a pound, bye-bye Manhattan.
If
anybody's watched the movie The Manhattan Project, where that boy took a little science project and went to New York, and he's just, you know, he made his own nuclear bomb right there. I mean, there's how you make one.
Yeah.
Movie shows it exactly.
Yeah, you're right. It's not so far-fetched, and you can't think, oh, that's implausible. If anything, we should have people that are sitting around thinking of the obvious and then the not-so-obvious ways to disrupt our way of life and hurt as many people as possible. I mean, somebody should be in a room brainstorming it all out.
Well, it's going to be these liberals that are going to say, oh, we got to trade. That's how they ended up with these sanctioned cities up there with the Samoans. You know, we don't know how many ISIS are inside them.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. We have no idea, and therein lies the problem. Grimster, thanks so much. I'll take more calls next here on America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To what happened in Belgium, terror big time. You could see it all too familiar. Just changed the scenery, and it looked like New York after 9/11. Although after 9/11, there was so much dust, the buildings coming down, it was worse in that sense. But just zeroing in on the people and the tears and the running in different directions and blood coming out of people's heads, it was awful to see that. ISIS claims responsibility. You know how I felt about ISIS all along. We had, as I mentioned before in the show, several soldiers on who told us, yeah, you know, we were concerned about ISIS. We knew it was happening there, and we were told in certain instances to leave it alone. What? Leave it alone? I don't think so. There is no leave it alone. Hillary Clinton, one step closer to the Democratic nomination, or is she? She wins Arizona, as does Donald Trump. More election results. We'll mix that into this conversation, too, as well, during this hour. Again, those numbers, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Ray, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm at work, but other than that, okay.
Work is okay. That's a good thing, right?
Evidently, some of the other people in the nation don't think work's okay, or the correct work's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was bad news over in Brussels today. You have to figure, or I would have to figure, that, you know, they've already released the facts that he was still working with other people and still positioned there and playing Bartex. So it must have been, I would think,
pre-planned.
If something happened to him, that they would automatically go through with instead of waiting for whatever time period he wanted.
Right.
And then you have Mr. Obama not voicing opinion on anything all day long and going along with his little tours and whatnot. Then you have, you just announced that Arizona, it was Trump and Hillary, and I think they're saying on Fox News now that Utah is Sanders and Cruz by huge. And one of the things I found awkward about that is when they announced the attacks in Brussels today, there was a United States Air Force airman there with his family from Utah, all Mormon, that I don't know if they were injured or killed in the attacks, but they were either injured or killed in the attacks from what's being reported, and Utah still went with the crazy opposite.
Yeah, that you would think. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely, you know, and I heard the same thing that I heard they were injured, but that's not a definite because they're still trying to, you know, they're still trying to figure it out. Let's put it that way. So now the U.S., our State Department, is warning Americans of potential risk for European trips. So, well, too late if you're already over there. And the question becomes what we're talking about. You got to recognize the reality of this jihadist threat. It's more than real, and we've known that.
Well, with the caucus in Utah today, and with this coming down, you would have thought that they were paying attention, and they've voted for the opposite. Well, Bernie's way opposite. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them, but I just found it weird. I thought that they would have, that might have changed some of their votes upon who they were voting for to protect when one of their families was injured.
Right, but no, that didn't happen, no.
So, that's crazy.
Exactly. Sometimes the votes, you're saying, the caucuses, the primaries, it doesn't always add up to what is being said. You know, and then, by the way, a new source is telling they've released this to a couple of big news agencies that ISIS, they're telling everyone, listen, this terror wave has just begun.
Yeah, and it's only, I honestly believe that he was a head logistics officer in there.
Yeah.
And he was in charge of the money distribution, the weapons, the bomb making stuff in between. And they already announced 2 days ago that he had already admitted that he has an accomplice or somebody at his same level at the same place. So
right.
This was supposed to go down at a different time, but if he was captured, then it was supposed to go down immediately to make some impact. So, and it's bad. Brussels is big. It's the head of the European nation right now.
Absolutely.
It is just like D.C.
Yeah, it is just like D.C. Thank you for saying that. Absolutely. It's not just, some random area that was hit. No, this was hit for a reason. You're absolutely right, Ray. And so sad to see that. So sad to see those people, as I mentioned. Thanks, Ray. Coming out of the subway and out of the airport and to, you know, again, how many were just in the wrong place? And when you look at it on camera and the carts being pushed, oh, it's eerie. Pete in Texas, you have the floor now. Hi, Pete.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We've got, you know, back in 2001, we got hit, and they weren't looking for a strike like we were struck with. We were looking at electromagnetic pulse, and I think maybe we could probably drop a bunch of that over there in the Middle East and basically turn out the lights and let Mother Nature take her course. An electromagnetic pulse would fry anything digital.
And yeah, good point.
The only thing you could run would be something with a carburetor. No more flying. No more. Just turn out the lights. Put them back in about the 1790s. Let them start over.
Yeah, because starting over would be eliminating everything and everybody that you could possibly eliminate. I think, yes, it'll start up again, but it takes a long time. And they have crafty ways of you know, recruiting, and they're using all those means, and it's working.
Yeah, so take away their recruiting tools.
Yep.
Take away the electricity, take away all the internet, all that mess. Yeah, I'm going to crawl back in my bunker. Y'all take it easy.
Pete is in his bunker. We don't know where it is, an undisclosed location. But, you know, he makes some good points. Ray and Pete both made some good points about what we're seeing. I've said this before when we started talking about ISIS, but even before that, we had great terrorism experts on, Jeff Atticott, with so many connections all over the place, who knew with the rumblings on the ground where everything he was saying is exactly what we're seeing come true. Our fears, our greatest fears being realized, you know. One of the two airport explosions, by the way, happened outside security checkpoints for ticketed passengers and near the airline check-in counters. Oh, and how many people were there checking in? Certainly not thinking that this is going to be the bad day. And Belgium isn't a place where they haven't seen terror before. They're, as somebody said, and sadly, they're a ticking time bomb. So, yes, but that doesn't make you feel as though, okay, today's the day, this is what we're going to see because of what happened in Paris. So, you know, there had been warnings in months, but then the shock of seeing the carnage is something completely different. I mean, you just can't believe it. That's what it is. That's what I heard in New York, because I was in New York when 9/11 happened. I was right there. I was in Queens. And that's why you kept hearing from people. I can't believe it. I don't understand. Why would someone do this? This innocent people. I can't believe it. I mean, everybody said that. It's true. You can't believe it, that you're seeing people come out on stretchers and luggage carts. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing people run. People thrown to the floor. Couldn't even walk. The smoke that billows out. The parts of the ceiling that start to fall. The windows that are blown out the moment that happens. That moment of shock. That happens in an instant. It happens in an instant, and of course now you realize what it is. There was a Twitter post that was circulated by some ISIS backers on Tuesday, and the words said, "What will be coming is worse." Ugh. What will be coming is worse, and it just seems as though they're amping up more and more and more. We start with the beheadings and the brutal show of force, and now just innocence, the Paris situation, the Belgium situation. Where does it all end? All right, we got to lighten the load here, right, peeps? We got to do that. I'm going to take the liberty. We're going to do Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo next on America Tonight.
Sciatica. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Something completely different, because boy, do we need it, right? If you are in the bunker and you are listening to us, you're getting a signal. I can see you in the back. Besides Pete, there are some other people out there. You have a bunker, and when we need it, we'll come knocking, right? Hey, if you haven't seen this yet, 10 Cloverfield Lane. It is about bunkers, in a sense. I don't want to give it away, but Pete and anybody else out there with a bunker mentality, you need to go and see it, because it'll really make you chuckle. Let's say that. Let's put that out there. Okay, I don't want to give it away. So it is a terrible situation. The Belgium cops in a desperate hunt for the third ISIS bomber. This is related to the Paris attacks. Clearly, you can see on the vid the three guys. Sickening, just strolling through, not noticed by anybody except for the camera now, and isolating the pictures. At least 9 Americans, by the way, wounded in the Belgium attacks. And, you know, they've got the images of the attackers. Do they miss the red flags? That's what people want to know afterwards. Did they miss the red flags? Was there something that could have been done? Remember, after 9/11, that's what happened. Ooh, why wasn't information shared? What about taking flight lessons and nobody wanted to land? Wasn't that a red flag? so terrible that Americans found themselves in that position. But there's plenty of people who are over there for various reasons, and they're notifying relatives and whatnot as to the severity of the injuries and that kind of stuff. There was three American missionaries were there. One was a 20-year-old, one was 19, one was 66. They were very near the explosion when it happened, and they've been hospitalized. There were some others that were there on business, and they weren't too far away from the explosion either. So a very sad thing, with 250 people wounded and 34 people that, were killed. And you think about the Mormons, that's their mission. They go around the world and talk about the religion. So the church members, that's what they do. And they found themselves in that particular area, sadly, when those explosions happened. All right, time for something, like I said, completely different as we turn to Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Okay, so Nathan Reeder joins us for this exclusive segment. Hello, Nathan.
Bing, bing!
Yes, exactly.
My joining in sound.
Yeah, that's perfect. I like that. That's how you join in. All right, how about this story about a man who climbs, it doesn't sound so crazy to me, a man who climbs an 80-foot tree in Seattle, refuses to come down after an hours-long ordeal because people are concerned. Oh, 80 feet. You can't climb this tree in Seattle. You can't do that. And you see the tree, and it literally is right in the middle of Seattle. So I've been to downtown Seattle, and there is this park area where there's some pretty tall trees. I would have never even thought about it. But he won't come down. He won't be cooperative with the officers. He climbed what they call the giant tree, not a Christmas tree, just a tree, and forced traffic to come to a halt around 11 o'clock because they had fire engines there blocking the area. They say he poses a danger to himself, to people who are walking near the tree, and to people in cars. So they had to close a bunch of streets around it, and they're trying to get him. And they say it's sad that something's probably wrong with him. He threw an apple and branches and pine cones and other things at the officers on the street below. So this was a dilemma of how do we get this guy out of the tree?
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, I guess it's sad. I don't know. It seems like kind of like let's see what the news is that we can make today. It also seems like it's a little sad because this gentleman probably it's not looking like there's any stated reason that he's giving for being up there, which usually isn't a good sign.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign if you're doing that. I mean, climbing a tree sounds kind of interesting, but climbing a tree and then too much blocking traffic and right in the middle of the city, that could be perplexing, and that's the problem there. So, I'm going to say just kind of shred it, I guess. Shred it in a way is probably the best for me. Shred it. Yeah, shred it. All right, how about this? A West Virginia teen, this is sad, was killed in a game of dodging arrows. You know, when you're a kid, sometimes you just don't think about
dodging arrows?
Yes, arrows.
Is that just what?
Dodging arrows. They were fooling around. Like they were kind of shooting arrows, not to try to hurt each other, just thinking, oh, it's like, you line up and put your head by the board and I'll throw knives at it because I'm pretty good at this. So these kids thought they were pretty good. They were fooling around in the front yard. And
wow.
I mean, it's just so sad. This 15-year-old boy was killed. He was hit in the head. But it was called dodging arrows.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're eighth graders. I think back to when I was in eighth grade and we were playing hockey on the blacktop and we were playing games of horse. And I mean, we did do some kind of crazy things, like not like that, where we it was dark and we were somebody had a jet ski, not a jet ski, somebody had a snowmobile and we were on ice in the Poconos and there was a coaster involved and we were flying around on the ice. Of course, we can't see anything, which was really stupid. But this is much more dodgy, and obviously this poor kid was killed. I think the other kids are in shock, and they're trying to figure out what do we do. I mean, do we charge these kids with a homicide? Oh, you know, so they've got grief counselors all over the place at this middle school.
You know, you can't. I don't think you can charge anyone for.
I don't either.
I mean, that's just the you know, that's just what happens. It's an accident.
It's an accident.
It's an accident that probably the kids and, I mean, the kids, really, the kids should have been better educated about what it means to be shooting sharp things, like playing lawn darts. Remember lawn darts?
Yeah.
They probably just never were exposed to lawn darts and, you know, had to learn their lesson the hard way. That's awful. I'm going to go with bingo and learn what dangerous items you're putting into your hand and playing with your friends and neighbors and loved ones, guys.
I agree. Are you big on returns? If you get something and it just doesn't fit or work or whatever, would you go and return it? No problem.
I mean, if I keep the receipt, I think that's where my problem usually happens.
Well, check this out. They're saying at Amazon that they don't have an exact policy, but apparently it's being talked about, that there are people who continuously send things back, and they're thinking of, you know, changing the policy if somebody is a customer who continues to do that. They could cancel your account. So they'll say, forget it, Nathan, we don't want your account anymore because you're returning too many things. So go away. Amazon, they have so many people, they can just tell people to go away.
I kind of agree with that because I've known plenty of people who, you know, it's a regular thing for them to be returning.
To just return
stuff.
Everything, yeah.
And, like, where it is a plan to... And I don't know. I don't know when it works out more than just returning things or what kind of things are being pulled off. I just don't... I don't do it myself, so maybe that's where my misunderstanding...
Yeah, I say bingo. I say there has to be a breaking point where you say, yeah, you can't keep getting returns. That's definite bingo for me.
Because, you know, that can't be a product return every time. That's the person.
Right. That's the person.
And
I
then
agree.
At that point, you can't punish all of your salespeople. Really?
No, you can't do that. Of course you can't. No way. All right, thank you very much, Nathan. By the way, Bernie Sanders wins the Utah Democratic caucuses. Clinton, Trump win Arizona primaries. See ya. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all...